Local musician Jackson Jason leads something of a double life. The 19-year-old lives in Widefield, Colorado, where he grew up, and works as a janitor at Fort Carson. He spends a lot of his free time making music, but says most of his friends and family aren't too interested in the sample-based electronic tracks he produces. But on the internet, it's a different story. In online communities dedicated to sharing music, on sites like SoundCloud, Bandcamp, YouTube, and Reddit, he has a huge following. Fans from around the world have flocked to his music, and his tracks have generated more than 1 million plays on SoundCloud alone. How'd he do it?
I have no idea. Honestly, I just started making music on SoundCloud for fun, and I never knew it'd, like, you know, get big like this. I don't know. I guess people just really like my music.
His popularity is even more surprising when you consider that he only started making and releasing this type of music, which he describes as lo-fi hip-hop, a year ago. I recently sat down with him to talk about his music, which he releases under the name I Eat Plants for a Living, and to get him to explain the internet subculture he's a part of. When was the first time you saw that, like, someone was paying attention to your music? Because a lot of people put stuff up on SoundCloud and it gets 2, 3, 4, 5 plays.
Yeah.
Not hundreds or thousands or hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, that's true. I guess when it really started to lift off is when I started blowing up on Reddit. What is it called? Listen to this playlist, Reddit or something like that.
It's like a subreddit where people will post things.
About music, yeah. And I was wondering why my song Movin' was blowing up. And my friend Somar, he hit me up and told me. And I went and looked on there. It had like 5,000 upvotes. I was like, oh my God, that's a lot of upvotes. And to this day, it's still top 5 on that subreddit. And it's crazy. It blows my mind.
Do you know who it was that originally, like, shared it on Reddit and got it going?
No, I honestly don't.
Your music exists in this internet world that wouldn't have been possible even 5 years ago, you know, with SoundCloud, with Reddit, with YouTube, all these different things and the communities that have been built up around them. And some of your songs, people will pair them up with edits using anime
clips. Yeah, AMVs, yeah.
Is that like its own sort of subculture online, people sharing these
videos? Yeah, it really is. Honestly, it is. Lo-fi jazz hip-hop with anime AMVs, yeah.
What is that? ANBs?
AMV.
AMV. What's that?
I don't know. It's just, that's just what I.
That's just what they call it?
Yeah, I think so.
Anime,
yeah.
Music video, maybe?
Yeah.
You are building these songs around samples, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. I wanted to kind of actually jump in. Just so you could give us a sense of how one of these songs kind of comes together. And I think for a lot of people listening, they might not really understand exactly what's a sample, what's not, how this all works. So I wondered if I could just play a track here and then have you kind of talk a little bit about what's going on. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
All right. So I wanted to play the song Honest from your album New Horizon, which came out in 2016.
All right, cool. All right, so that first part right there, that's a sample I got from Splice. It's like a website where you get samples and then you throw them together. It's probably the most used sample on Splice, but it sounded good. The vocal sample is from, I forgot what artist it was. I know it was Let's Be Real by someone.
And another thing that you just kind of found online somewhere or a song you like?
Yeah, it's an acapella that I found on YouTube. I had to slow it down a little bit more and then tune down the voice to match the key of the guitar. And yeah, that's how I fit it into the sample.
And then those drum sounds you're hearing, are you playing those with a sample?
Yeah, the kick and the snare, those ones, I made those on my own, and the hi-hats as well. the bongos and stuff, those are actually, that's a sample. That's a sample preset. So I got that from Splice as well. Yeah.
Well, it's amazing. It all comes together so beautifully, and I think it sounds so cohesive that people might be surprised to know that it's like a collage of all these things, all these different elements that have no relationship to each other.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're really prolific. I mean, to hear you say that you've only been doing this a year, you've got maybe 4 or 5 EPs / albums, and then a number of other singles, tons and tons of tracks you've made. And it seems natural, like, that some of this stuff could work really well with a vocalist or an MC who might rap over the top of it. And I know you've done a little bit of that. I wanted to play a cut from your EP Existence featuring the artist Indy.
Yeah, that's her name, yeah.
So the song is called Sad People Hypnotize.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful track. I love it.
Yeah.
Who's Indy?
Oh, yeah. She's this really, really, really small SoundCloud artist. She doesn't have a lot of followers, surprisingly, but she has so much talent in her voice. Like, that song I actually sampled from her. She she was playing on the acoustic guitar, and she was singing. So I asked her if I could use it. I put some keys on it that I sampled off of Splice. It just worked so well together, and it made a beautiful song like that. And then we made another track after that.
Mind and Heart.
Yeah, Mind and Heart, yeah.
Let's play that. And so is this one that you guys actually collaborated
on?
Yeah,
we actually collaborated on that one, yeah.
Do you know where she's based?
No, I don't. I really don't know a lot about her. I just know that she makes good music.
And this is amazing. I mean, it's basically, again, a kind of way of making music and of being a musician that could not have existed 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
The way that you're sharing with people around the world, you don't even need to know where they live. You can just send files back and forth.
Exactly.
Do you feel like you're a part of a community?
Yeah, I do.
What's that community like? How's it play out? You talk to these other artists a lot, or?
Yeah, I go on YouTube and I look at the comments and stuff for all the playlists that I'm a part of. And man, there's a lot of depressed people out there. Yeah. My mind and heart were slowly dancing, but
you were laughing too. And so I gotta ask, I mean, you've got these albums, a lot of them are available for people to buy on Bandcamp, and it seems like you've had a lot of people, based on what it shows you on Bandcamp, you have a lot of people who have actually paid money and supported you as an artist.
Yeah.
Is this something that you're able to, like, support yourself with?
Not really. I mean, okay, so it pays me about $300 to $350 a month. That's not enough to support me, but I mean, it's still money. I still use it for, like, to go shopping for, like, food and stuff. Like, it literally helps me eat plants for a living. So, but I finally put my music on Spotify, and I hope that will help me out even more too, because, like, I heard every 100,000 plays you get is like $1,000 right there. So yeah.
If you look out sort of 5 years from now, what's your hope as far as where your career goes?
I'm hoping I can live off of this. It'd be amazing if I could live off of my off of this music. I want to live next to the beach, cheap studio apartment, just make music and live life, you know? That's all I want.
Jackson, Jason, I eat plants for a living. Thanks so much for coming in. This has been great to talk to you, and best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here. This is crazy.
That was Jake Brunell speaking with Jackson Jason. Jason is currently working on a full-length album. Head to krcc.org to hear more of his music and see the anime music video discussed in this interview. You're listening to Aircheck. This is 91.5 KRCC. Stay with us.